pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 232, the Old Testament. What part does the Old Testament play in the life of modern man? Does God intend for us to follow the commands found there, or use the old scriptures to prove our actions today? Or has the authority of the old law passed away, and the rest just so much history? Understanding the truth of this matter will take us a long way toward understanding the whole Bible. One of the first things that needs to be seen is that with the old law, it's either all or nothing. Galatians 5:3 says plainly that a man that is circumcised as a religious act in obedience to the law of Moses, that he is a debtor to the whole law. And James 2:10 agrees, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Any then that try to keep just part of the old law, such as the burning of incense or candles in worship, or observing the Sabbath, or setting up a temple building, or using a priesthood, while rejecting other parts of the old law, such as the animal sacrifices, the stoning to death of adulterers, and so on, stand condemned by God. There are only two alternatives open to us concerning that law of Moses. Either follow all of it, or leave it all behind. There is no other choice. But can we know which of these two choices is God's intent? We can by considering some key passages. Hebrews 1:1-2 tells us that God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. The same lesson is learned from the transfiguration of Jesus in Matthew 17. We're told there that Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him into a high mountain and was transfigured before them. Verse 1-2. Moses and Elijah appeared talking with Jesus. Verse 3. Peter, in the excitement of the moment, blurted out, verse 4, "Let's set up three tabernacles here, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias," or Elijah. But just then the voice of God spoke from heaven, saying, verse 5, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Don't listen to Moses anymore, as representing the old law. The time is past for hearing Elijah, representing the Old Testament prophets. Now, God says, you're to hear my Son, Jesus. Galatians 3:24 tell us why the old law was given in the first place, to pave the way to Christ. Paul says there, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." He goes on, verse 25, "But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster." In fact, when Jesus came, he himself removed that old law. Colossians 2:14 says, "He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." Ephesians 2:15, "He abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances." And Hebrews 10:9 says plainly, "He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second." Is the Old Testament, then, of no use or significance at all today? On the contrary, Paul says the old scriptures were written for our learning, Romans 15:4, written for our admonition, 1 Corinthians 10:11. So we can learn much from a study of the Old Testament that will help us fulfill Christ's law today. Study the Old Testament to gain wisdom, 2 Timothy 3:15, but understand that no command from the Old Scriptures is to be followed today. Our authority now is not Moses, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God.